Situation Tape 5. Look at the pictures for Situation 5.
We have our suitcases now, so we can walk outside the airport and go to a hotel. This is a very big airport. Look at picture number 1. We are outside the airport on the street. What's the name of the airport? The John F. Kennedy Airport. That's right. We can stay at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. It's a very good hotel, but we can't walk there. It's too far from the airport, and our suitcases are too heavy. Why can't we walk to the hotel? It's too far, and the suitcases are too heavy. That's right. So, we'll have to take a taxi. A taxi is a car that we pay money to ride in. Do we pay money for a ride in the taxi, or is a ride in a taxi free? We pay money for a ride in a taxi. In picture 1, can you see a taxi or a bus? A taxi. A taxi can take us to the hotel. I'll try to get this taxi to stop. Hey, taxi! Taxi! Good. The taxi stopped. Let's get in. You tell the driver we want to go to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Did you say the Waldorf or Walgreen Hotel? Oh, Waldorf. Okay, get into my taxi and I'll drive you there.
I'm sure glad we got this taxi. There are many people and many cars here in New York City. There's a lot of traffic. Say traffic. Traffic. Many cars, buses, and trucks on the street make a lot of traffic. In picture 2, there are many cars, trucks, and buses on the street. Is there a lot of traffic or no traffic in picture 2? There's a lot of traffic. Right. We can also say that there is heavy traffic. Heavy traffic means many, many cars, trucks, and buses on the street. When there is heavy traffic, cars cannot move fast. When there is heavy traffic, do the cars move very slowly or very fast? Cars move slowly when there is heavy traffic. The people cannot walk across the street when there is heavy traffic. In picture 2, is there no traffic in the picture or heavy traffic? There's heavy traffic. Now, tell me how to say that there are many cars, buses, and trucks on the street. There's heavy traffic on the street. Good. And this traffic in New York is really heavy traffic. There are so many different kinds of transportation on the street. Say transportation. Transportation. A car is transportation. A train is transportation. An airplane is transportation. What kind of transportation are we riding in now? A taxi. Did you say that right? Things that carry people or move people are a kind of transportation. Is a bus or a bed transportation? A bus is transportation. And what kind of transportation did you take to come to this country? An airplane. In picture number 2, what kind of transportation do you see in this picture? Buses, cars, and trucks. Why are the cars and buses in picture 2 not able to move very fast? Because of the heavy traffic. Good. In picture 3, you can see the heavy traffic and also many people. Is New York a large city or a small town? New York is a large city. There are 8 million people in New York City. That is a large population. Say population. Population. Population means the number of people. What did I say the population of New York City was? The population is 8 million people. 8 million people live in New York. What is another way of saying 4 million people live in Chicago? The population is 4 million. That's right. So, what is the word we use when we talk about the number of people that live in a city or in a country? Population. We're almost at the hotel. We'll have to pay the taxi fare when we reach the hotel. The fare is the money we must pay for riding in this taxi. If it costs $2 to ride in this taxi, what is the taxi fare? It's $2. When you travel on an airplane, you must pay an airplane fare. If your airplane ticket is $150, what is your airplane fare? $150. Good. So, what is the money that we must pay when we ride a bus, a taxi, or an airplane? The fare. When you ride a taxi in your country, is it free or do you have to pay a fare? You pay a fare when you ride a taxi in most countries.
We're here. The fare is $2.50.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'll pay the taxi fare. I know you understand what $2 means, but maybe you don't know what $2.50 is. Say half. Half. A half is one half of a dollar. $1 is 100 cents. So, half would be 50 cents. How many cents in one half dollar? 50 cents. That's right. And how many cents are in $1? 100 cents. So, $2 and a half is $2.50. Now, listen carefully. How many cents are there in $1 and a half? 150 cents. That's right. Well, let's go inside the hotel and get a room. I don't have a reservation, but maybe they have some rooms. When you make a reservation, you call or write to the hotel and ask them to keep a room for you. Say reservation. Reservation. When I call or write to a hotel to ask them for a room, what am I doing? Making a reservation. When I make a hotel reservation, does the hotel keep a room for me or not keep a room for me? The hotel keeps a room for me. In picture 4, is that a hotel reservation desk or a baggage desk? A reservation desk. I'll ask the hotel clerk about getting us some rooms. Excuse me, I'm Mr. Smith. I would like to have 2 rooms, one for myself and one for my friend.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. Welcome to New York. Do you or your friend have a reservation here?
You tell the hotel clerk that we don't have a reservation. We don't have a reservation? Did you tell him that? Good. Sometimes you can get rooms without reservations if there aren't too many people in the hotel.
Oh, you don't have a reservation. Well, do you need 1 room or 2 rooms?
You tell the clerk that we need 2 rooms.
You need 2 rooms? I think I have 2 rooms. If you'll just register, please.
The hotel clerk asked us to register. When we register, we must write our name and address. Look at picture 5. What does the sign on the desk say?
register here. Right. Now, this tells us to write our name and address. What do you do when you register? Write your name and address. When you write your name, you sign your name. Say, sign your name. Sign your name. When you write your name, you sign your name. What do you do when you sign your name? Write your name. In picture 5, am I signing my name or signing my address? Signing my name. So what will you do when you register at the hotel? Sign my name and address? That's right.
Thank you, sir. Now, you want two rooms. We have a room on the second floor and a room on the ninth floor. Which do you prefer?
I prefer a room on the ninth floor. Prefer is a new word. When you prefer something, you like it more than anything else. Which do I prefer? A room on the second floor or on the ninth floor? On the ninth floor. You tell me another way to say that I like a room on the ninth floor more than I like a room on the second floor. I prefer a room on the ninth floor? Yes. Now, you tell the hotel clerk again that we both prefer rooms on the ninth floor.
We both prefer rooms on the ninth floor? Well, yes, I have two very nice rooms, room 909 and room 910. These two rooms are large. Will they be satisfactory?
Yes, thank you. They will be satisfactory. When something is satisfactory, it's okay. It's good. If our rooms are big and good, are they satisfactory or not satisfactory? They're satisfactory. If something is bad and not what we want, it's not satisfactory. How do we say that something is what we want and is okay? It's satisfactory.
Thank you, gentlemen. Here are the keys to your rooms, key 909 and key 910. I hope you enjoy your visit to New York.
Thank you. We can take our keys and go up to our rooms. Do you know what a key is used for? A key is used to open a door. In picture 5, what are the numbers on the key to our rooms? Numbers 909 and 910. And what do we use to open the doors with? The keys. Look at picture 6. This is one of our hotel rooms. It's just what we needed. Is it satisfactory or not satisfactory? It's satisfactory. What did I use to open the door with? A key or a pencil? A key. If you need anything while you're in your hotel room, you can call room service. You call room service on the telephone and they can help you. Who do you call when you need something? Room service. How do you call room service? You call room service on the telephone. Right. And when you are in your hotel room and need something, who do you call on the telephone? Room service. This room is very nice, but I'm going to take a shower first of all. The long airplane ride and the taxi ride to the hotel, well, I need to clean up. And this room has a shower. Do you like to take a shower? A shower can make you very clean. The water goes all over your body. Do you prefer a shower with hot water or a shower with cold water? I prefer a shower with cold water. A shower in hot water usually makes me go to sleep. I also like to brush my teeth with very cold water. I use a hard toothbrush to brush my teeth. Say, toothbrush. Toothbrush. I use a toothbrush to clean my teeth. I use toothpaste on my toothbrush to help me clean my teeth. Toothpaste makes my teeth clean and white. Say, toothpaste. Toothpaste. What do I put on my toothbrush to make my teeth clean and white? Toothpaste. And what do I use a toothbrush for? To clean my teeth. Do I prefer a hard or a soft toothbrush? A hard toothbrush? That's right. Oh, sometimes if I can't buy a hard toothbrush at the drugstore, I use a soft one. What kind of toothbrush do I use if I can't buy a hard toothbrush? A soft toothbrush. And what do I use on my toothbrush to clean my teeth and make them white? Toothpaste. Right. Well, it's very late and I'm sleepy. But before I go to my room, I'm going to ask you about some of the new words you've learned, okay? What kind of transportation did we use to come from the airport to the hotel? A taxi. Just what is a taxi? It's a car that you pay money to ride in. And what is the money we pay for riding in a taxi? It's the taxi fare. You know that $1 is 100 cents. What do we call 50 cents? Half a dollar. Why was the taxi ride so slow coming to the hotel? Yes, there was heavy traffic. And just what is heavy traffic? Many cars, trucks, and buses on the street. We saw many people walking around. What word means the number of people in a city or a country? Population. Now, do you remember this? What is the population of New York City? 8 million people. What am I doing when I call or write a hotel and ask them to keep a room for me? Making a reservation. What do I do when I sign a register at a hotel? Write my name and address. That's right. If I prefer a small room, not a big room, what kind of room do I like? A small room. Good. What did the clerk give us to open our hotel room doors? Keys. Do we use keys to open a door or to open a window? A door. If something is satisfactory, is it bad or usually good? It's usually good. If you need something while you are in the hotel room, who do you call for some help? Room service. How do you call for room service? On the telephone. When you take a shower, does the water go over your body or only over your hands? Over your body. And what do I use to clean my teeth with? Toothpaste. Good. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Tomorrow a friend of mine here in New York wants to take you to visit a high school. It's a new school. So I'll see you tomorrow, and you can meet my friend. Bye now.
This is the end of Situation Tape 5.